Silence, Part 2. Silence transforms everything into beauty. Shri Chinmoy. In absolute silence sleeps an absolute power. Sri Aurobindo. Silence is the true friend that never betrays. Confucius. Silence illumines. Silence protects. Silence transforms. Silence reveals. Silence heals. Silence completes. Silence perfects. Silence fulfills. Silence liberates. Silence is the empty space between thoughts, desires, and sensations. As thoughts and desires gradually subside, these spaces expand and blossom into fullness. Inside emptiness, fullness abides. Shri Chinmoy. Silence doesn't depend on time or space. Within silence, time ceases and space dissolves. To own silence is to command time and space. Silence is eternal, indivisible, and indestructible. Silence is the infinite field of the universe, the canvas of creation, the stage of the cosmic play, the source of sound, action, and evolution. Everything flows from silence, and everything flows eventually back into silence. Silence envelops all, encompasses all, embraces all, knows all, and owns all. Without silence, nothing can exist, nothing can be done, and nothing can become. Silence knows no fear, because silence has nothing to lose. Silence knows no doubt, no insecurity, hesitation, pretension, or falsehood. We are used to seeing and experiencing the world from its externals, its events, happenings, and circumstances. To enter into silence is to experience the world from the inside, to enter into the source and cause of all effects. We are used to everything being relative. Silence is absolute. Silence is the beyond, and the beyond is silence. To enter into silence is to come home, finally, fully, and eternally. Silence houses all possibilities and all outcomes. To enter into silence is to grasp the steering wheel of destiny. In the beginning was the Word. And before the beginning is silence. Silence embodies the universe. Silence embodies us. And we embody silence. Silence is.